All right, we're going to hopefully finish the sugya today. Adam Chashuv. Again, we had the case of Adam Chashuv. Nasna, she gives a gift to him. And the nidain is, when she gives a gift to him, Pashtas is not a good kedushin, because you need kikachishisha, you need that the man should be the one who gives. So for this we say that if it's an Adam Chashuv, it's good. So the Torah brings that the Rambam does not paskin that Adam Chashuv is a good Kedushin by Nachnehi. The Torah says the Rambam doesn't paskin that by Adam Chashuv it's good. The Makar of the Torah is because in Paragimel of Hilchas Ishus Halacha Beis, the Rambam says Nostahi v'amar hu is no good. Doesn't explain. He just says Nostahi v'amar hu is no good, and he stops at that. And he's not mechalik. Yeah, Adam Chashuv, Nishta Adam Chashuv. He's not mechalik at all. And vice versa, that he holds that Adam Chashuv doesn't make a difference. As I state in Torah, Frak the Beis Yosef, it's a pella. The Torah missed the fact that later in Perek Hay, the Rambam does bring Nosnahi v'Amar Hu that it's a good Kiddush by Adam Chashuv. So the Rambam does bring it in Parakeh. So the Torah seems to have missed the boat. He missed the Rambam. He saw one Rambam, he didn't see the other Rambam, and he made a mistake. There's no such sheet as a Rambam that Adam Chashuv doesn't matter. That's the Beis Yosef's kash. So Avada, it's a mitzvah liyashev. It's not mistava. The Torah missed this other Rambam, and yet l'chayr, it's a good kasha. So the Avni Meluim comes with a very, and the Teretz is very oilal adas. The Avni Meluim, I believe, is in Simen Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Yud Tes. The Tes was that he says. We're talking about the Rambam Shita, right? We're talking about the Rambam. We could be mechalik. We could make a very good chilik between two cases of Adam Chashuv. By Adam Chashuv, what happens? She gives him, let's say, $100, and he says that Hariat Mekudeshes Li with what? If she says Hariat, if he says Hariat Mekudeshes Li b'mona zeh. Shekibalti. If he says, "All right, I'm kiddush to you with $100 that I was makabel," would that be a good kedushin? Like the Rambam, it's certainly not a good kedushin, because what does that mean? With $100, I was makabel. The kedushin's not with $100. The Rambam Shita has been throughout this amid that you have to say bahanozu that I'm willing to be makabel $100. Right, that was the Rambam Shita by Ariv and by Yevek Kenani and by Din Shneim, that you have to say, you have to speak it out. Hariyavu Kudeshes Li Bahano Azu, that I'm being mekabel mana from you. So if you just say Hariyavu Kudeshes Li Bimana Azu, the Rambam holds it's not a good kedushin. So that's the first Rambam in Paragimel. In Paragimel he's talking. Where you say where she gives him. Nasnahi va'amar hu, and he said Hariyamukudeshes Li with this mana that I accepted. And there, Zok the Tor, the Rambam holds is not a good kedushin. In Perek Hay, it's a different case. In Perek Hay, it's talking. It says Beferish. He says Hariyamukudeshes Li b'hanazu that I'm being mekabel the mana from you. Also there, the Rambam holds a good kedushin. Tamis. If you say Hari Abu Kudeshes Li with the Hanoah that I'm a Kabbal, I'm one of you, so then it's a good Kiddush like the Rambam. So the Torah is minded that in that case it's good. The Torah is only saying in a Stam case with Nosnahi, and he says Hari Abu Kudeshes Li b'monazu, then in that case it's no good. Like the Rambam. You say a Losh, Hari Abu Kudeshes Li b'monazu, it's no good. Because the Rambam Shita is, you always have to say Bahanos Manazu.
And the Rishonim, now Rishonim, I say that is good enough.
So I'm going to try to show that now. Okay, good. But the first, in the Rambam, this is the way that Avner Mulam explains. The Rambam, it's very oil al adas, very mustaver, and it explains why the Rambam split it. Why did he put one in Paragimel, one in Parakeis? It's very mustaver. Paragimel, he's talking all the cases of Bimonazu. Parakei is all the cases of Hanoas, Hanoas this, Hanoas that. It's all Parakei. If you look here in the column, it's all Parakei. Halacha Chafes, Halacha Chafaluf, Halacha. That's where all these halachas of Hanoas, whatever. So this is the Davnim Luim, and it's a Dover that's very Mistaver, and that's very good. Now, so let me ask you a question. We need always by Kiddushin that the man gives and the woman gets. Right? The man gives and the woman gets. By Adam Chashuv, is that happening? By Kiddushin of Adam Chashuv, is the man giving? So is the Rambam giving? Is the man giving? Well, the Kiddushin is with the man giving, right? Right, in Lamed, even though physically the woman is giving, but in Lamedis the man is giving, right? Because when by an Adam Chashuv, when if you invite Adam Chashuv to eat at your house, he's giving because he's taking, but he's giving. He's the one who's really giving because for an Adam Chashuv to come and eat by my house or to take a gift from me, he's really giving. Right? That's the Amos Advarim, right? That's the whole din of Adam Chashuv. The whole din of Adam Chashuv is that the man is giving. There's a Tysis back on was it Gimel Amid Beis? No, Dalet Amid Beis. What?
What is he willing to give?
He's giving this thing that he's willing to take a gift. Normally he doesn't take gifts. He's giving this hanah, the hanah that I'm willing to take. So by an Adam Chashuv, it's a hanah that he's willing to take. Right? If you want to get the president to come to your house and take an award from you, he's giving you. He's giving you a covenant. He's giving you a hanah. So he's willing to come. He's giving. Is he losing? It's an interesting question if he's losing. If it's something for which people normally would pay someone to be Matthias, then in a way, he's losing. It's a good question. Hopefully we'll get back to it later in the Zman. What's he losing? Exactly. But certainly, she's getting. She's the one receiving.
Someone does a service for the lady.
Right, it's like a service. Just like if somebody calls a plumber. He fixes the plumbing. She's getting. Is he losing? So we could argue that. Normally he'd get paid for the service. It's worth money. So in a way he's losing. However it is there, it's here. The point is the Tysus, sorry, Tysus Hayomid days. If you look back at Tysus, it's a short Tysus, Ha Nosn Huva Amrahi. Tysus Lo Hisiklal Nosn Hiva Amrahu, Shum Dloy Psikale, Di Pa'ami Mukudeshes Ba'adam Chashuv. They said, Nasnahi va'amarhu, ta'ami mukudeshes ba'adam chashuv. You could have a case of Nasnahi, which is a good kedushin, by an adam chashuv. Ba'adam davni meluim. By adam chashuv, it's not, the kedushin is Nasnahi, and physically she's giving. But the kedushin is not with Nasnahi, it's not that because she's giving that makes the kedushin. It's because he's giving that makes the kedushin. Taisus there seems to assume that Nosnahi, that somehow hard giving makes the Kedushin.
Could be.
Yeah, the Avnei Mulam understands that Taisus, holds, even though Avadin, Lomdis, it's because the Avnei Chashuv is giving, that Taisus holds that if a woman gives the man and he says, Hariyat Mukadeshis li b'mona zu, shekibalti, the man says it, Nasnahi Vamru. That's a case which by an ordinary person wouldn't be a good Kedushin, and by an Adam Chashuv would. Because Taisa says there's a case which is like Psikala, there's a case which could go both ways. According to the Rambam, it can't go both ways. You have the case where you say B'mon Azu, and that's never a good kedushin. Not by another mchashiv, not by not another mchashiv. It's the case you say ba'anoas, ba'anoas shekibalti apicha, which if the anoas were to prut, it works. And the rule understands Tosfos that if you say hariyav kedush li b'manazu, Tosfos will hold. You don't have to speak out ba'anoas manazu shani makav. That's enough. You say b'manazu. And not like the Rambam. The Rambam is mechalik if you say b'manazu b'hanos manazu shekibalti. The Rambam learns it to Taisus that Taisus is not mechalik, which again fits because the Russian sheet all along called Taisus sheet that the Russian Taisus hold. You don't have to speak out b'hanos matanazu shekibalti, and the Rambam always says you have to speak out the lashon b'hanos. I mean wherever it's applicable, he always says you have to speak it. Okay, let's finish the Gemara. A few more lines of Gemara. Itmar Nami, Shmei Derava. V'chein le'inyem amayna. What is v'chein le'inyem amayna? It's very funny, because how many dinim do we have in this Amid? We had, all of them were Rava, I think, right? Din Arid, din Avaknani, din Shneim. And Adam Chashiv. We had four members of Rava. The fourth was an Ibaya, and the first three were members, right? All Rava. Then Rava says, V'chein l'inyem amayna, what would you think? It's going on all four. Yet, if you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, V'chein l'inyem amayna goes on the first three cases. Very strange that Rashi doesn't mention the fourth case. No? Very strange. Follow? The Gemara has four cases on this Amid. Arev, Evakanani, Din Shneim, and Adam Chashiv. Then Rava says, V'chein l'inyem amayna. If you and I were learning it, we didn't look in Rashi, I would say, V'chein l'inyem amayna, this whole Amid, whatever we said here in this Amid, applies in Mammon also. If I sell a field, I could do it within Arev, I could do it with Evakanani, I could do it with Shneim, I could do it on Adam Chashiv. Then Rashi says, no. Rashi says the first three. Why not the four? Why not Adam Chashiv? Why doesn't Rashi say that Adam Chashiv also works by Mammon? What would be the case of Adam Chashiv by Mammon? The case would be, I want to sell you my house, so we want to do a Kenyan. So I tell you, I'm an Adam Chashiv, if you give me something, so in exchange for the fact that I'm willing to accept it from you, I'll sell you my house. You'll sell me your house. Because I'm giving you that I'm Adam Chashiv, willing to accept things from you. So in exchange for that, you'll sell me the house. So, what? You're paying to take your house, yeah. You want to do a Kenyan?
Why do you have to give them two things?
No, the other person will give. In other words, if I want a house, so normally if I want a house, I give. So, but the chashuv is the other way. The person selling the house will give me something. I'll tell him to hanor that you're accepting. Exchange for that, you get that.
You're accepting my house, I'm selling the house.
No, you have to give me something. But how am I getting the house? You have to give me something I can pick up and do a kinyan. So you have to give me a dollar, and with that I accept this dollar, I'm an Adam Chashiv. So I'm giving you that, I'm an Adam Chashiv, so I get the house.
How's the Mammon?
What?
How's it Din Mammon over there?
How's it Din Mammon? Din Mammon means the result is not Kiddushin. The result is not that I'm getting a wife. The result is Lunya Mamayna. I'm getting Mammon. I'm getting a house. I'm getting whatever it is I'm buying. I want to buy a house, so I can buy it with, I can buy it with kesef, or I can buy it with being an Adam Chashiv, you give me a gift. So the question is, why didn't the Chen Yemayna, why didn't it say it by, why didn't it say it's going on Adam Chashiv too? If I want to sell a house, I could do it by an Adam Chashiv, giving him. Why would I need something tangible by a house more than a Isha? We learn out Kicha Kicha B'Stei Ephraim. If I stay Ephraim, Adam Chashiv doesn't work, so it shouldn't work here also. So the Rani asks this question. The Rani asks, why does the Rashi say the Chein L'inyem Amayna by Chein L'inyem Amayna goes on Adam Chashiv? Why not? Shulchan Aruch on Adam Chashiv as well. And the Taran, Nachinami, it goes on all four cases. Just Rava. In the first three cases, he said a klara halacha. The fourth case was an ibaya. It was bai rava. Rava didn't say halacha. Yes, an ibaya. So the chein l'inyem amin is mistaver. Rava is going on the halachis that he knew for sure. The boy Rava, I mean, the person asked a question, so the Chaimi said, Chaimi, mine is a psak. The stump, the psak goes on the first three, not on the fourth. But in Achinami, really, Rava means that all four are the Chaimi and Yimam. That's the Ron's Teretz. If I can allow to say, it's not a Lomdisha Teretz, it's just a technical Teretz. The Rava really means all four, just he was talking about the first three, because they're Klara Halachis, and the fourth one's a Nibai. Then the Ran brings a Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, which is a tremendous chiddush. Rabbeinu Chananel goes in King Chalipin. Okay, we haven't been talking about King Chalipin for a long time. Okay, Chalipin is, you give me something, in exchange for you giving me something, I give you something in exchange. You give me a handkerchief and I give you something. For Chalipin, the Gemara says for Chalipin, you have to use a keli. If you go to a chasna and you see the Masada Kedushin does a kinyan with the chasn by the chasn table, he does a kinyan, he gives him a handkerchief, and the chasn is machayev himself in the ksuba. A handkerchief is a keli, a bag and a keli. Or a Masada if you use a pen, give him the pen, exchange for the pen, you machayev yourself. That's kinyan Chalipin. Exchange for something, you're mechayev yourself. Let's say the Masada Kedushin would want to use he wouldn't have a pen, he wouldn't have handkerchiefs. He picks up a bilkula from the table. And he says, okay, I'll do chalip and I'll give you a bilkula, you give me. You're mechayev yourself. It doesn't work. It has to be the keli, not the peri. Peri, loyavdi chalip. Peris, you can't do chalip, with peris, I mean food. You can't use food for chalip, it has to be a keli. We learn out of a pasuk in Rus, Mishalaf Ish Na'alai, that they use the shul for chalipin. Which I always wondered why the Masada Kedushin don't do it by a wedding, because this is the way they done it in the pasuk. By Rus's wedding, he took off his shul and he gave a shul. They make very interesting pictures. So Belsky says the Mishalaf Ish Na'alai means a glove. It's actually Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says on the pasuk Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. Right, by Moshe, so I think Ibn Ezra says that Stam Nal is a glove. Wherever Nal means a shoe, the pasuk says Me'al Raglecha. It says Raglecha. So it's talking about Mestaver at a wedding, take off a shoe and use it for king, you know. But at any rate, that's the din of King Chalipin. Chalipin is the what's Chalipin? Chalipin is you give me something in exchange. It has to be a keli. It cannot be peiri. That's all Gemara. Zokra ben Chananel, big chiddush. He says you can do kinyan chalipin with hahi hanor, with hanor. Let's say you go over to an adam chashuv. He says, I'm giving you a gift, and I'm getting the hanor that you're accepting it for me. So by hahi hanor that you're accepting it for me, I want to do a kinyan chalipin. It should be kind of whatever, my donkey or whatever I want to sell you. Zot Rebbeinu Chananel, tremendous chiddush. Vahi hanor works by kinyan chalipin. Keli works, peiri doesn't work. Vahi hanor works. So let's say rakoid lefanai. I dance or I sing. I'm a performer. I sing in front of you, and that hanor I want to do kinyan chalipin. It works. You can do kinyan chalipin with vahi hanor. And it works. That's an interesting din. He brings us down. B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. All the Paiskim are busy with this Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ktzais, the Sivis, the Ephraim. They all, I mean, Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't know anybody who argues with him, so it's done the that way. That you could do Chalipin with Hahi Hanor. You could do Chalipin with Hahi Hanor. Much fair, logically. What? Sure, logically. No, but yeah, no, but I don't chash. I mean, otherwise, there's no hanor worth anything. So that's one kasha that they ask. Okay, now I was going to get into that. But chalipin, Gemara said in Gimel Amud Aleph, chalipin helps with pachs mishavapruta. Right? He said, Chalipa nisnu basm shava pruza. Ish basm shava lebe kanya nash. Chalipa could be less than a pruza. So that's one kasha which the Ketzayis asks on the Rabbeinu Chananel, that if so, it should work even by Adam Sheinei Chashev. By Adam is not an Adam Chashev. If you give him a gift, but he had no, that he accepts it, it should be a good. So it could be it's not Adam Chashev, it's not even worth less than a pruta. Okay, it might be a tariff. It doesn't in this the round himself, the previous shtickel seems to say it's worth pachas mishal pruta, which is hard to understand. You would pay someone less than a shalom pruta to require him to take it. Right, anyway, that's one kasha which I'm not going to get into. There's another kasha. If you give chalipin with a peri, is it a good chalipin? It's not a good chalipin. Why is it a chalipin with the hanor that you got the peri? So it's not with the peri itself. So if you buy here hanor that you got the peri, maybe it would work. Maybe I know it would work.
That's really something that you could be able to do if you wanted to do a chalipin. If you wanted to do it with
the actual item, what's by Adam Chashev? There's no item. Adam Chashev gets something.
Well, he's getting something. The fact that he's received, that he's accepting.
But the chalipin is the fact that he's giving, that he's willing to take. He's giving the fact that he's willing to take. Right? That's what Adam Chashev is. So he's giving something that's not tangible. He's willing to take. And it's a good chalipin or Rabbeinu Chananel. So every time you give someone a peri, why aren't you mekudeshes with the hanor of the fact that you took the peri?
You have to intend to that. If you want to
do you have to have intent? We always say that kinyamayil, kinyashayamayil works. So even if you want to do it with the peri, it should work with tahiyah no of the peri also. By kedusha maybe not, but by every dina moment, kinyamayil, kinyashayamayil works. So I'm talking, I want to do it with the peri, but let it work with tahiyah no of the peri. So tzaisis this kasha in kuf tzadik, sukkot dalid. It's the last four or five lines of the Ketzayis. Ketzayis' teretz, I had a problem with. I like Nesivus' teretz better. I'll tell you Ketzayis' teretz, maybe somebody here will explain it to me. Ketzayis' teretz is that when we're memayit peri, you say, chalipin has to be with a keli, not with a peri. He says, because a keli is something that lasts for a long time. Give me a pen for chalipin. A pen is something that can last for as long as I want it to last, and I take good care of it. Chalipin has to be something that lasts. A peri, a kaddish, a person with a. You do chalipin rather with a fruit or a bilkala. He says these things over time they become spoiled, they rot. So we're only memayit things that spoil and rot. Like a peri and a bilkala. But something that doesn't rot, that stays, so that works for chalipin. So bahiyano doesn't spoil. Bahiyano doesn't spoil. So it's good for chalipin. So bothered he was. What bahiyano seems to spoil much quicker than anything else. No.
Bahiyano,
I feel good.
I can say I gave it to an Adam Chashev and he accepted it. So it
could be by Adam Chashev that no last for a while because you're taking it from me and I can brag about it for a very long time.
As long as
you're done. All right, Rakoid Lafonai, if you dance in front of you, sing in front of me. So how long? So the memory of eating a good piece of cake doesn't last.
No. You remember the guy who performed at your wedding,
If I remember that he gave me a good piece of cake, I would say fruit, but I know nobody here gets excited about fruit. But I remember the person gave me a nice good piece of cake. Alright, maybe that's
Shemek Tzayis.
He says it's Avakayim, yeah. On Chashev is Kayin, why? He always feels good about it. As he's saying that, he means Dafka on Chashev. Maybe the Ketzayis Taka means Dafka, certain types of Anor. Which last, those are good. So he's answering the Kash. He's saying, Chalipa could be with anything that lasts. So it could be a Keli. It could be a Hanor that lasts. It cannot be a Peri. Or the Hanor of getting a Peri, which also doesn't last. But there's no way to mile. You give me a fruit. So the Hanor of getting the fruit is not more than the eating of the fruit. which somehow eating is only enjoyable until you swallow it. If you swallow it, it's not enjoyable anymore. So, what? So the Hayanoah is not a lasting Hanoah. I'm just going to, that's what the concise means.
It doesn't really answer the question, because it says it's Hanoah of the Peri. So you can say the same thing, the fact that...
Does that not getting a Peri last?
It's the same thing.
Shmuley says that not getting something to eat doesn't really eat. The memory of eating something.
It's not the fact of eating, it's
the Hanoah that you gave it to me, accepted it. That's by Adam Choshev. Yeah, by Adam Choshev, but the condition is not, no. No, the problem was when I give a Peri, not by Adam Choshev. When I do a peri in exchange, when the Masada condition, by the wedding, he gives a peri, in exchange, she wants to make a chalif, and he's mechayev himself in ksuba. So the hanor, the fact that I gave you a peri, saying is that hanor doesn't last. I understand that's pshat
mikzayis. Chalif gets returned.
Okay. Right, that's a machlokes. If you have to really, really have to really make it, then chalif you have to return. If you hold, you have to return. It's only because that's the meaning to always return it. But the chalif has to be something with which a person could have that.
If you say it depends what type of hanor it is, say he gives it something very rare, not.
$100
in packages, yes. And so when you heard that,
how long is it
going to
last?
Why? I
think it says a little shver, because then you have to mechalik, you have to measure on noise. Right, the Nesiva says a different teretz.
Maybe the fact is that some of the spoils started that altogether.
I'm probably going to eat it before it spoils. I mean, if I get a good...
Just like,
let me ask you, if you ate a donut, you go and you get a fresh donut and you eat it. So it's any less hanor, because if I would have saved it, it would have spoiled.
I don't think it's going to make any less hanor. I think the fact that the thing that you're getting hit, why is there ever a chasar? The fact that it will spoil in 3 weeks, why is there a chasar now? The fact that it can spoil
it makes
it a
sign in
the
kingdom.
You're getting a
chalif
from something that can't spoil.
Okay, good. That's the there. Right. I told you right away. Let me tell you the Sivis is Teretz. The Sivis is Teretz. The Sivis says there are two types of chalif. Remember from Gimel Amud Aleph? There are two types of chalif. There's one chalif which is Shavah B'Shavah. When you trade things of equal value, Machlif Para B'Chamar. I trade you my donkey for your cow. Chalipin shava b'shava, and there's a chalipin called kinyasuder. Kinyasuder is the chasen tishri. You give a handkerchief in exchange of mechayek suba. It's just a symbolic kinyan. Peri doesn't work by kinyasuder, but it does work by shava b'shava. The miut of shalafish na'aloi is only by the type of chalipin which we call kinyasuder. By kinyas shava b'shava, peris work. The Sivis maintains that Rabbeinu Chananel was only going on Shava B'Shava. When he said Hanoah works, he meant in those places where Peri work. So this also works, like Kinya Shava B'Shava. And in Meila, it works. Now, in Svara, this is a very, very good pshat. A little problem if you look in the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran says that Hayanoah is Kikli. But this is the Nesivus Hashita. Now I'm going to add something which I don't know if the Ran meant this or not. I just want to add one Nekuda. The Ran started with Akasha. Why does Rashi say the Chaylin Yamamin is only going on Ariv and Eviknani and Dinshneim? Why is it going on Adam Chasha? And the answer is the Teretz I told you before. That's an Ibaya, so he doesn't say. Then the Ran brings Rabbeinu Chananel. I would think the Ran meant for someone who learns the Ran to be a lamdin and to understand a deeper kavana. Why is Rabbeinu Chananel saying that Hayi Hanoah works at the chalipin of Shavah B'Shavah? Right, every Hayi Hanoah works at chalipin Shavah B'Shavah. Memela, it's very good that the chaylin yamamim, we're not talking about Adam Chashav. Because the Hanav and Adam Chashiv, I don't need to tell me, Chaylin Yamamin, the Hanav Adam Chashiv is a king and kesef. There, by Mamin, Chalipin work anyway. Ahi Hanav is Chalipin anyhow. If Ahi Hanav is Chalipin anyhow, so what's Mataris Chalipin? So who cares? Chaylin Yamamin, Adam Chashiv works, it's considered a king and kesef. Who cares if it's considered Kain Kesef? Even if it's not Kesef, it works for Teres Chalipin. So it wasn't important to bring Chayin Lin Yomam in for Adam Chashev. Because who cares if an Adam Chashev says, all right, I'm taking this from you in exchange, I want to be kind of your house. So the Chayin Lin Yomam, it works out Mom, not Kain Kesef. Who cares if it works out Kesef? It works out Chalipin anyhow. So it works out Chalipin anyhow, I don't need it to work out Kesef. Mimela. The Rashi said, the Chayin Lin Yomam, he left out Adam Chashev because it's only a nafkamina. I wonder if Duran, in the order of the way he brings things, he asks his kasha as a teretz, then he brings Rabbeinu Chananel. If he meant this as a teretz, he doesn't indicate it, but l'chayre, this would answer the original question as well. So the Gemara fears v'tzricha. Rishlakish said, no big deal to get a woman to agree to marry you. Rishlakish didn't have a lot of dating experience.
He married Rabbi Yechon's sister. She doesn't care how she gets married.
She doesn't care how she gets married. Okay. The man cares more than the woman. True. He said, Isha is more makbid on what the king is with. The word lemesiv tardum lemesiv amalu means she settles more quickly. Okay. Av mamayna emalai. Yesh mina mamayna mishum disi avla mechila. Av kiddush neemalai tzricha. That's tzrichas. So we learned a number of ideas here in the Yomid. The thing that ran through all of them was, of course, the machlaikis, the Rambam, with Hahi Anah and the Rosh. And, the Machne Ephraim in Hilchis Kinyan Kesef, he has a section called Hilchis Kinyan Kesef Ois Beis. He has a Shaila. If I say I have to help cut for the case, okay, I want to sell you Metalfalin. Let's say I'm selling you a car. I tell you, you want to be kind of the car? 10 monolith pliny, give the $100, hopefully your car's worth more than that, give the $100 to pliny, and when you give it to pliny, you should be kind of the car. Is that a good Kenyan? That's just clear. Okay, again, 10 monolith pliny, and when you give Pliny the $100, it should be as if I got the $100. That's called din ariv. So it's din ariv, Taimon al Pliny, and it's as if I got it. And in Mele, you'll be kind of the car. Does that work? What do you say? Huh? It works? What? Pashtus, which way? Shalom. Kesef's not kind of cause. Right, you can't be kind of, you should know the cloud. Kesef is not kind of a tatlum. Tatlum, you need either Hagbah or Meshicha, right?
Maybe at least
Lamaisa. He's talking Lamaisa. Lamaisa Kesef certainly doesn't work. The question is if that's a din tayr, then there are bun. Kesef doesn't work by Metalum. One second. The what? Oh, Sedem Achelim, I'm an only Mekaka. The Zotem Achne Ephraim depends how Din Orev works. Depends on the Rosh and the Rambam. How so? If Orev works like the Rosh, what did the Rosh say? Give a mana to Sahim, and you Mekadish with what? With the mana itself. It's as if the woman got the mana. It was the Rosh Hashitah. Give the money to Pliny, it's as if I got it. Then here also, if I say, I want to sell you a car, give Pliny a mana, it's as if I received it. Now, if I have received the $100, is that a Kenyan? No, because Kesef doesn't work by cars. So being that Kesef doesn't work by cars, Kesef doesn't work by Chalipin either, give the Chalipin Matbeya Le'avi Chalipin. So Mimela, if you learn like the Rosh, it doesn't work. You're not like the Rambam. What's the Rambam Shita? that when I say give Pliny a mana and I'll be mekudeshes to you, with what are you mekudeshes? Not with the guf of the mana. You're mekudeshes with the hanah that you listened to me and gave Pliny money. He says, according to that, I'm telling you, give Pliny $100 and I'll sell you the car in exchange for the hanah that you listened to me and gave Pliny $100. He says that then if you say they should, that I'll sell you the car with the hanah of the fact that that you're giving the money to Pliny, so then it works. By he hanah works. If not Bateres Kesef, Bateres Chalipin, like Rebbe Chananel says. By he hanah works, Bateres Chalipin. So then it will be good with the hanah that you're giving him the money. But I say, no, I'll be marked to you the car. So then it works. Then it's chal. Then chalipin is chal. It's a very nice Machne Ephraim. What you gain from the Machne Ephraim, I told you in the past, nafkamin is give a person a way to remember the things you learned. Right? Especially l'maisa dikka nafkamin is. So this illustrates for us the machlekes, the Rambam, the Rosh. And illustrates for us the Rebbeinu Chananel's side. And it's a case l'maisa where it comes up. Yeah. Chalipin doesn't work by kedushin. But kesef does work, so they have to work with her as kesef. And top of kesef doesn't work, has to work with her as
kesef. Before that, a case that looks like chalipin is not going to work.
This doesn't. This is not so similar to chalipin. They're making zera.
So it would be a moment we're saying the same exact case as chalipin.
So that's physically like chalipin, we make exera. Something that because the Machne Ephraim says it's like chalipin, we don't make exera on such a thing by Yishan. No. At any rate, this is the Machne Ephraim. The Nesivis brings the Machne Ephraim. He says a line, the words sound right, but as far as it's a little hard to understand. He says, Machne Ephraim, he says, when he says, like the Rambam, it would work, he says, Loi Adif, it can't be better giving a mana to someone else than giving the mana to the person himself. If you give me the mana, it doesn't work. And you give Pliny the mana, it does work. That's what he says, B'lashon Teim. How could that be? What's the kasha? It's hard to understand what the kasha is. What's the kasha? Why can't it be better? If you give it to someone else, I'm good to pay out. If you give it to me, it's $100. Chalipin works by metaphor. Chalipin, by yanoah, works by yanoah. So the Nesiv is very hard to understand what's his kasha. Machne Ephraim is very geschmack. Well, what was bothering the Nesiv about this business here?
How can it be that you're giving money to someone who has no chances to the sale, yet somebody works for you, but you give it to someone who...
You know, you can do that by a chasana. You can give the money to someone who has no chances to the chasana, and she's married to you. That's a big chiddush. That's dinarim. Tremendous chiddush, but that's dinarim. So it's not going to work by selling a car. So Reb Shmuel says very geschmack. In the Shur of Shmuel, he says, Nesivis is l'shitasai, right? Nesivis understood Rabbeinu Chananel is only by what? By chalipe shava b'shava. The whole Rabbeinu Chananel is only by chalipe shava b'shava. Which means it doesn't work out the chalipe of King Sudr. It works only by shava b'shava. B'shava means I'm selling you the cough for something. If this is the thing I'm selling you the car for, the kinyan works. When I say give Pliny $100 and I'm going to sell you the car, my mind is not just for the hanah of the fact that you're listening to me. It's because I want the $100 to be in Pliny's hands. It's the $100 also. It's not just the hanah that you're listening to. It's the guf $100 that's important to me. So Memela, the Nesivis of Kasha makes sense. The guf, $100, is important to me. So Memela can't be better. If you give it to him, then you give it to me. So Lishitasai, the Nesivis of Kasha makes sense. The Machne Ephraim probably learned that the Rebbeinu Chananel's all Kinyanei Chalipin work in such a man. So Memela, the Machne Ephraim said what he said. Nesivis, Lishitasai, at least, makes sense. Um, right. Do we do a Kenyan Abaknani? You ever did a Kenyan Abaknani? Anybody? Sean, you ever did a Kenyan Abaknani? Ah, you did. You did. You didn't. You did. Huh? Yeah, remember ever doing anything with Kenyan Abaknani?
You got married.
Huh?
And you got married?
Obviously. When do you do the Nebuchadnezzar? You just know that when you get married, and by the Chasam Tish, there's a Kenyan on the Ksuba, what happens? The Rav gives you a handkerchief, or gives you a pen, and he says, in exchange for this pen, you obligate yourself in Chiyuvei Ksuba. To whom are you obligating yourself? To the woman. To the woman. Is it the woman's handkerchief? The woman, yeah, should have to take the woman's pen, and the woman, should, the wife, should have to give the pen to the husband, and in exchange for that, the husband is mechayev himself in the ksuba. How come you're using the Rav's handkerchief, the Rav's pen? That's Kenyan Abaknani. That's Kenyan Abaknani, which works. No machlokes. Kenyan Abaknani works. So Kenyan Abaknani is that's just one case which comes to mind. Kenyan Abaknani is more prevalent maybe than we think, and even if it wasn't, it would be kedai. But it's a din ariv, din Abaknani. I hope for the rest of your lives you'll bump into the halachas that have to do with din ariv, din Abaknani. It's something that you'll have a Kenyan in. All right, we're going to start Chazara. Chazara, we really haven't done Chazara this month. But I would prefer to fast the Maruba loy to fast. If you're going to fast everything, I'm afraid you won't. I prefer you start from the top of Vava Med Aleph, from Tan Rabban and Lashonis HaKedushin, which is a relatively easy sugya. Zafar Baruch Ber would be very easy. I put on the Chazara sheet not everything I spoke out of Vava Med Aleph, just the main Nakudis. And of course, the Kaddish Benova. Arav Kanani, like I told you many times, this is the meat of the sugya, and you know I don't like to schlep out Chazara because it's a school of the batala. So we have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Shabbos Chaza. What's the pashut you're about Chaza? Says in one of the Rishonim that on Shabbos he was noyig, he didn't do Chazara because on Tainik Shabbos Chazara is more tsar than learning new things. So I think he writes with his Talmid, and the only one of those things. He didn't do Chazara because it's more difficult. But we don't pass the Bema. So you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. I have here Chazara sheet. Those of you who did not yet take it, so take one on the way out. It's just an outline of the main Nakudas on each of the Sugis. And I hope Monday, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be able to have a written Bechina on it.